This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Minimum wage workers will start earning 32 cents an hour more in the new year. The state's new minimum wage is $12.32 for regular workers and $9.30 for those who earn tips. It just got more expensive to buy tobacco and nicotine products in Colorado. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports taxes approved by voters in November take effect today.
A pack of cigarettes now costs $1.10 more under the new tax, and retailers aren't allowed to sell packs for less than $7 total. For other tobacco products, the tax rises from 40% to 50%. The new year also brings a new tax on vaping products, 30% of their cost. All of those tax rates will continue to rise over the next half dozen years. The state estimates the new taxes will raise $175 million this year. The new funds are primarily earmarked for education, the focus on preschools and rural schools. Some of the money will also go to affordable housing and nicotine education programs, among other things. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Senator Michael Bennett voted to override the president's veto of a must-pass defense policy bill. He joined 80 of his colleagues to override the veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. Outgoing Senator Cory Gardner did not vote. His term ends Sunday morning. 40 degrees in Denver, 37 in Colorado Springs, 30 for Vail, 34 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.